And some people think that's very politically correct of me, but then I'm Irish, right? And of all the people who've benefited from a good dose of political correctness on this island, it's been the Irish. Remember the good old days with the jokes about how stupid we were? And then a memo went around sometime in the 80s where you all went, oh, Jesus, we're not doing jokes about the Irish anymore. And you went, okay, fine, and you just stopped. And thank you very much. A bit overdue, but thanks very much nonetheless. Because we didn't really enjoy that kind of stuff, like, and it's good that we don't get that kind of reputation. Just so you know, there are still plenty of stupid people dotted around Ireland, but you're not allowed to talk about them. So it's kind of... There was a fire engine called out last year because there was a cat stuck up a tree in Limerick. Lads drove out, took the cat down, gave it back to the old woman. She said, lads, will you have a glass of whiskey? This is a completely true story. The lad said, we will, of course, have a glass of whiskey. The other crew are on at the moment. It's fine. So they had the glass of whiskey. They had another glass of whiskey. The whole town came out, had a bit of crack with the fire engine. Life was good. Eventually, they said, listen, we better go back now. They waved goodbye to the village. They waved goodbye to the old woman. They got back into the fire engine, drove off, ran over the fucking cat. Completely true story, and you're not allowed to tell it. It's brilliant, isn't it? Because the thing is, the joy of it is, like, whatever. Of the Irish people, where are the Irish people again? Yeah. Who's the most recent immigrant among you? Let's go back. Who's only been out of the... How long are you out of the country, sir?
2 weeks.
That's pretty recent as an immigrant, it has to be said, right? The thing about Ireland is a bit of cash. We've changed in Ireland. Oh, we've changed. Oh, this is our favourite line about ourselves. Oh, 2 weeks, you can never go back. You won't recognise the place when you go back. It's changed. Oh, those 2 weeks, the country's gone so much different. You wouldn't recognise it. You can never go back. We're loving this about ourselves because we finally got a bit of cash in our pockets and we love the notion, oh, we're not the same place we were. We've lost our soul, we've lost our spirit. We're exactly the same age as we always were, right? But with a bit of cash. There's no change. Well, there's one change in Ireland. Baguettes. There's a lot more baguettes in Ireland than there ever were when I was growing up there. Even in the 2 weeks since you left, my friend, the place has gone baguette crazy. You can't move for baguettes. When I was there, a sandwich was a sandwich. Bit of bread, bit of ham, bit of cheese. Here's another bit of bread. That's a sandwich. Now it's feckin' baguettes in every direction. But I'll say this for the Irish. We do baguettes in a way that no French person has ever done baguettes. We have a unique take on the baguette that the French could only dream of. No French person in history has ever walked into a baguetteria or whatever the hell the name of the shop is. What's the name of the place that sells baguettes? A baguette shop. Yeah, I meant in Paris. Right? Le Shop de Baguette. What's it called? It's called a boulangerie, of course it is. In fact, I know that. I just love getting people to shout out boulangerie in the middle of a gig because it's the sexiest kind of lingerie. What are you wearing tonight? My boulangerie. Oh, I love the way the tits light up. I know. It's great. No one has ever walked into a boulangerie and gone, je veux une baguette. And they've gone, ah, oh, tu veux une baguette. Nous sommes une boulangerie. Nous avons beaucoup de baguettes. Qu'est-ce que tu veux dans la baguette? Peut-être le jambon ou le fromage. No Parisian has ever gone, no, je veux pas le jambon, ni le fromage. Je veux un full Irish breakfast. We exactly hash browns, beaucoup de hash browns. Unless you're not, any baked beans, though, see, beaucoup de baked beans, right? Now wrap it in cling film, I'll put it in the passenger seat of the car. Right, so.